Hello, and welcome to Plants for the People, People for the Plants. I am your host, Olivia Birch, and today we are delving into another delicious spring green, chickweed. Chickweed is a mild green that balances the bitterness of other spring greens like dandelion, who we learned about last week. And yes, chickens love chickweed. It makes them healthier too, but we will get more into health later. For now, we will get to know chickweed's habits and lifestyle a bit better. There are a few distinct species of chickweed that are all referred to as common chickweed. The variety I find in plant medicine texts is Stellaria media. It is an introduced plant that is common all over the North American continent. Though considered an annual, chickweed can survive through the winter, even under snow. Chickweed prefers rich, disturbed ground with ample moisture and tolerates heavy shade as well. You will see her in the country, but she is more of a city gal. You will find chickweed in gardens and flower beds, dirt piles, and along fences, pathways, and building foundations. She prefers out-of-the-way places rather than freshly tilled ones. Chickweed is small and limp, with thin stems and forming dense mats. Oftentimes, they trail along the ground, but if crowded, may stand erect as well. Chickweed is often decumbent, which means they grow along the ground at first and turn upward near the tip. She has simple leaves with no teeth or lobes that grow in pairs. The tips of the leaves are gently pointed and have a depressed mid-vein with a few secondary veins along it. The flowers help to identify chickweed. They are white with five petals that are cleft nearly to the bottom, making them appear as though they are actually 10 petals. Another helpful identifier is a thin line of short hairs that grow on one side of the stem only. The location of these hairs may change between nodes where the leaves appear. Scarlet Pimpernel is a lookalike, but the flowers are broad and ovate, with no cleft separating them, and they are pink to red. It is not harmful to eat, but will also taste unpleasant. We seek the young greens for eating. To harvest them, it is easiest to grab a scissors, grab the tops, and cut a few inches lower. You may want to feel out how far down they are tender first with your hands and then make your cut, as the tougher stems can be wiry. Beware of dirt if you are not a fan. Remember, these are low-growing greens. Samuel Thayer recommends chickweed greens as a base for salads, chopped or pureed into soups, or blended into a smoothie. He notes they can be a delicious green for sandwiches or tacos, and are also a lovely garden snack. The prime eating greens can be found in cooler weather during autumn, winter, and early spring, like now. During the summer, the plant focuses more on flowering, and there are fewer tender tips to eat. Medicinally, they are ideally gathered in the cooler months as well, but sometimes we just have to make do. Speaking of medicine, chickweed is not only a delightful spring munching green, but is also a powerful medicine. As Jethro Kloss says, chickweed heals and soothes anything it comes in contact with. That's pretty impressive. Chickweed is moist and cool, as well as lubricating and nourishing. She is a highly nutritive plant, helping our bodies assimilate nutrients, especially fats. Considered alternative in the liver, lymphatics, endocrine, kidneys, skin, intestines, and lungs, chickweed, simply put, restores proper function to these systems. In doing so, chickweed stimulates both the building and breakdown sides of our metabolism, allowing us to take up nutrients more effectively while simultaneously helping our bodies break down old and new fat deposits. Chickweed is specifically indicated for lipomas, which are fatty tumors, as well as excess fat, and can be quite helpful for long-term weight loss. Chickweed takes deep action on the waters of our bodies, decongesting the lymphatics, clearing water through the kidneys, driving off water pockets in the lungs and elsewhere, but overall preserving and balancing water levels in our bodies. She subdues heat in the body as well as lubricates dry conditions and tissues. She is also antifebrile, so she can dispel fevers. Chickweed makes an excellent poultice that is cooling and cleansing to boils, rashes, skin outbreaks, and eczema. She draws out foreign bodies in our skin and dispels any infection or pus that may accompany the wound. You can apply chickweed to sore eyes and swollen testes. She can relieve constipation with complete obstructions, a tough case indeed. And even better, chickweed is a remedy for blood poisoning. She's also a superior hemorrhoid remedy and can treat mastitis if taken internally and applied externally. All this, and of course more, from a diminutive green plant who likes to hide away in the shade of our gardens. To prepare chickweed as medicine, fresh is always best. She can be infused or decocted with a heaping teaspoonful in just boiled water for 30 minutes, and for constipation cases, make a stronger brew of 3 tablespoons to 1 quart of water, brought down to a pint. Drink a cup every 3 hours until things move. For external applications, you can bathe affected surfaces with a decoction or a poultice, which you can make by chewing the plant material, spitting it out, and applying it, or by macerating it with, say, a mortar and pestle. And for some situations, eating chickweed may be the best solution. You may need to be persistent with chickweed and apply the plant medicine for 6 months at least. To give a little bit of astrological info, chickweed is ruled by the moon. Moon plants are watery. They are often cool and moisten our bodies, as well as nourish them. Moon plants, like chickweed, moisten dryness, soften hardness, take action on our inner waters, especially the mucosal membranes in our urinary, digestive, and respiratory tracts. Like chickweed, their flowers can be white, and they are often found growing in wet conditions. For more information about other varieties of chickweed, do consult Samuel Thayer's book, Incredible Wild Edibles. He goes in depth about the many varieties of chickweed and how to distinguish them. And that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed learning about chickweed here on WDRT Community Radio. Turn in next week to learn about catnip. And as a reminder, I am not a doctor, but I am an herbalist and geographer. The information I give is not sanctioned by the FDA, CDC, or AMA. It comes from the Bank of Human Experience. Your health is always in your hands. Please contact me at orp1015@gmail.com with questions, requests, or comments. Thank you.